在领受圣餐之前，我们来查考一段圣经。
And so before we partake of the Holy Communion, let's read a passage from the Bible.
我们看以赛亚书五十三章。
We look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 53.
以赛亚书五十三章。
Isaiah, chapter
53. 五十三章的第五节。
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
第六节。
Verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
这个第六节讲啊。我们如羊走迷的路。
Here in verse 6 it says, All we like sheep have gone astray.
那个人偏行己路。
And so we have turned everyone to his own way.
人跟人之间没有所谓偏。
And so there is no going astray between men.
因为每个人都有自由。
Because everyone is free to choose.
你怎么生活这是我们的自由。
How we choose to live is our choice.
但是从神看来,
However, from the perspective of God,
我们的人生目标, 远离了神为我们预定的, 那个就是偏了。
The goal of our life has strayed, veered off very far from where God had intended.
我们的生活准则, 没有照着神的话, 那个叫做偏。
And so the standard of God of our lives have strayed far from where God had desired us to be.
那这个偏啊就是罪。
And this straying is sin.
因为神有绝对的主权。
Because God has absolute power.
我们是他所造的。
We are created by Him.
所以偏离神就是罪。
And so to stray from God is sin.
很可能是我们自由的选择。
And so it may be from our own free choice.
但是从看神看起来,
but from the perspective of God,
这个罪让我们人生, 进入危机。
This has caused us as man to enter into crisis.
所以第六节说我们如羊走迷的路。
In verse 6 says, All we like sheep have gone astray.
主耶稣出来传道了。
When Jesus first started his ministry,
他看见很多人，他就怜悯他们。
He saw many people and he had compassion on them.
因为他们好像羊没有牧人。
Because they were sheep without a shepherd.
有时候我们看自己好像没有问题。
Sometimes when we see ourselves, it seems like we have no problems.
我们看别人好像没有问题。
And when we see others, they have no problems.
但是如果我们以主耶稣的心来看。
But if we see others from see from the perspective of Lord Jesus Christ's heart,
有时候我们好像羊没有牧人。
We are like sheep without a shepherd.
生活中已经迷失了方向。
That we have gone astray in our lives.
不是神不要我们。
It is not that God does not desire us.
是我们选择一个离开神的生活方式。
But we ourselves have chosen a path that departs from the way of God.
那主耶稣是好牧人。
And so Jesus is the good shepherd.
好到什么程度?
And how good is he?
好牧人为羊舍命。
And that good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
爱好像死一样的坚强。
And that love is as strong as death.
主耶稣爱我们爱到死为止。
And so Jesus loved us to the point of death.
所以在第六节。
And so verse 6.
他使我们众人的罪都归在他的身上。
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
所以主耶稣的死不是因为他自己的罪。
And so Lord Jesus Christ died not for his own sins.
他是没有罪的。
He was without sin.
主耶稣的死是因为背负我们的罪。
And Jesus died because he was laid on the iniquity of us all.
所以在第五节说。
And so verse 5 says,
他为我们的罪孽压伤。
And so he was wounded for our transgressions.
那因为他受的刑罚我们得平安。
And so the chastisement for our peace was upon him.
这个刑罚就是实际 十字架上的苦刑。
And so this chastisement was a punishment on the cross.
啊，得平安就是我们跟神和好。
And this peace is our reconciliation with God.
神与我们同在。
That God abides with us.
啊，这是平安的开始。
And this is the beginning of peace.
所以这个关系重新建立，是因为他被啊为我们受刑罚。
And this relationship is rekindled because of the chastisement he faced.
啊，因他受的鞭伤，我们得了医治。
And by his stripes we are healed.
主耶稣说，有病的才用得着医生。
And Lord Jesus Christ said, only the sick need a physician.
那个病就是罪。
And that sickness is sin.
长大麻风的是没有药医的。
There is no cure for leprosy.
我们的罪啊是没有办法解决的。
There was no solution for our sins.
哦，罪让我们死。
And sin caused us to die.
好像长大麻风最后的结果就是死。
And just like for a leper, the final conclusion is death.
一个人长大麻风，活着就很痛苦。
For someone who has contracted leprosy, it is a very painful life.
哦，所以罪让我们生活在痛苦当中。
And so sin causes us to live a life of suffering.
那这个病要怎么得医治？
And so how do we find a cure for this sickness?
主耶稣就是医生。
And so Jesus is the physician.
他怎么医我们的病？
And how did he heal us of our sickness?
因为说他受的鞭伤，我们得的医治。
And so it is by his stripes we are healed.
哦，就是钉十字架以前，他被鞭伤。
And so before he was crucified on the cross, he was scourged.
啊，被当作罪人来刑罚。
He was condemned as a sinner.
所以我们的罪就得到医治，得到赦免。
And so our sins have been healed, have been washed away.
所以今天的我跟没有信耶稣的我有没有差别？
And so is there a difference between now and before I believed in Christ?
如果没有差别，
if there is no difference,
神的恩典就不在我们身上，
then the grace of God is not upon us.
如果有差别，
but if there is a difference,
那个差别就是神的恩典。
That difference is the grace of God.
我们从前是活在死里面。
We once lived in death.
啊，现在因为主的救恩，我们才有永生。
But because of the salvation of God, we now have eternal life.
我们从前活在罪里面。
We once dwelled in sin.
啊，罪好像是担子。
It's just like a burden.
啊，现在主把这个担子拿掉了。
And so this burden has been removed by God.
啊，所以神给我们的恩典非常的大。
And so this grace that God has given us is so great.
好，我们看53章的第七节。
If we look at verse 7.
啊，请。
Verse 7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth.
啊，在这个第七节两次提到他不开口。
And twice in verse 7 it says he opened not his mouth.
连当时的审判他的人都很惊讶，诶，你为什么不开口？
And even those who condemned him and judged him asked, why do you not speak?
啊，这里讲他像羊被牵到宰杀之地。
Here it says he was led as a lamb to the slaughter.
这个是最大的冤枉。
And this is the the greatest wrong accusation.
因为人世间只有一个义人。
Because there is only one righteous person,
就是主耶稣。
And that is Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这个义人被跟罪人钉在十字架上。
But this lone righteous man was crucified on the cross with sinners.
这是最大的冤枉。
And this is the wrongest, greatest wrong accusation.
但是主耶稣不开口。
However, Jesus did not open his mouth.
为什么？
Why not?
因为主耶稣他选择被钉十字架。
Because Lord Jesus Christ chose to be crucified.
他知道天父叫他来的意思。
He understood the will of his heavenly Father in sending him.
就是要把人从罪里面救出来。
It is to save people from sin.
所以他要完成神对他的托付。
And so he must fulfill the commission that God had given to him.
因此他默默不开口。
And so he did not open his mouth.
好，我们再来看53章。第十节。
We look at verse 10. Verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
这里讲神以他为赎罪祭。
And so here it said it pleased the Lord to bruise him, to make his soul an offering for sin.
Yeah, 因为有罪造成的神的律法都是要借着血才可以洁净。
And for sin, according to Old Testament law, it could only be, it was only through offering of shedding of blood.
所以主耶稣流出他的宝血。
And so Jesus Christ shed his precious blood.
这个就是我们赦罪的泉源。
And so this is the source of our washing away of sins.
所以我们被救赎是因为主耶稣的宝血。
And so we have been saved because of the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在主耶稣的眼中，我们非常的宝贵。
And so in the eyes of Lord Jesus Christ, we are very precious.
宝贵到他为我们的罪付出他的生命。
And so precious that he was willing to lay down his life for our sins.
我们看十一节。
Verse 11. Verse 11, he shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied.By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
这个地方讲主看到自己劳苦的功效就心满意足。
Here it says, he shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied.
劳苦的功效就是看到他所爱的人能够罪得赦免能够有跟他和好。
And so the labor of his soul is that he could see the people that he loved who were redeemed and their sins are washed away and reconciled with him.
能够从他得到恩典跟真理。
And through him they may receive grace and the truth.
有一个新的生命过一个新的生活。
And there is a new life and a new way of living.
所以这个爱是何等的长阔高深。
So how great, wide, deep, and long is the love of God.
因此我们今天领受圣餐就要来思念主的爱。
And so when we partake of the Holy Communion, it is to remember the love of God.
我们看哥林多后书第五章。
We look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
十三节。
Verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13.For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, or if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
这里保罗说，我如果癫狂，是为神。
And here Paul says, if we are beside ourselves, it is for God.
为什么保罗用癫狂这句话来描写他自己呢？
And so why does Paul describe himself as beside ourselves?
就是因为神他做了一般人没有办法做的牺牲。
It is because God made a sacrifice that no one else could make.
所以他为着侍奉神一生跟主耶稣一样劳苦愁烦。
And so he made his whole life a labor and it is for suffering and sacrifice.
所以一般人觉得他是癫狂。
And so many people consider him beside himself.
今天如果神的爱进到我们内心，
And if today the love of God has entered into our hearts,
跟当时保罗被神的爱充满一样，
and if it is just like Paul that our lives are filled with the love of God,
我们的生命会有一个极大的改变。
There will be a great transformation in our lives.
那什么改变？
And what kind of change is it?
我们看十四节。
Verse 14. Verse 14, for the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died.
十五节。
15. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
这个地方讲他替众人死，叫那活着的人不再为自己活，还是为他们死而复活的主活。
Here it says, he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
所以这里提到有两种的生活方式。
So here it talks about two lifestyles.
第一个是为自己活。
One is to live for ourselves.
第二个是为主活。
And the other is to live for Christ.
信仰的生活改变就是从为自己活进到为主来活。
And so the transformation in a life of faith is whether moving from living for ourselves to living for God.
但是这个改变不是勉强的。
But this transformation is not forced.
这个改变是心甘情愿的。
It is wholeheartedly voluntary.
那怎么样我们心甘情愿来为神活？
And so how do we wholeheartedly live for God?
哦，就是基督的爱激励我们。
It is that the love of Christ compels us.
哦，所以我们在圣餐里来思想神的爱。
And so during the Holy Communion, we remember the love of God.
哦，哦，然后我们大家能够来为主活。
And that we may live for Christ.
哦，那主耶稣在升天以前对我们托付，两个托付。
And so, before Jesus ascended to heaven, he gave us two commissions.
第一个是往普天下传福音。
First is to preach the gospel to all the corners of the earth.
所以保罗所谓的癫狂啊，就是指着传福音。
And so, when Paul says that he is beside himself, it is in terms of preaching the gospel.
三次的宣道旅程，把福音带到亚洲跟欧洲。
And so in three missionary trips, he brought the gospel to Asia and Europe.
有时候船坏，有时候被鞭打，有时候被石头打，有时候差不多死亡，有时候没有东西吃。
Sometimes he was shipwrecked, sometimes he was beat, and sometimes he was stoned, and sometimes he almost hungered to death.
他真的把主耶稣的死带在他身上。
And so he truly carried the death of Christ on him.
也因为这样的工作，让主耶稣的生能够在他所传的福音接受的人身上显明出来。
And so that way, it is through this work that the life of Christ could be manifest in those who believed.
第二个就是主托付我们就是要牧养他的羊。
And the second commission was to shepherd his sheep.
主耶稣升天以前问彼得一个问题，问三次。
And so before Jesus ascended to heaven, Jesus asked Peter one question three times.
你爱我吗？
And he asked him, do you love me?
那为什么要问三次？
Why ask three times?
就是让他更深的来思想，我是不是真的爱主。
It is so that he could more deeply and profoundly ponder on whether he loved God, Lord Jesus Christ.
但是当彼得回答我爱你。
And so every time Peter answered, yes, I love you.
主耶稣的回答，你牧养我的羊。
And he said to feed my sheep.
因为要喂养神的羊需要牺牲。
And to feed the sheep of God requires sacrifice.
你想想看，我们养一个孩子多辛苦。
If we think about how difficult it is to raise a child.
那属灵上来讲，我们要牧养神的羊，何等的辛苦。
And so, in the same way that it is very difficult to raise up a child of God.
那个动力从哪里来？
And where is the motivation coming from?
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你喂养我的羊。
Then feed my sheep.
所以我们今天在领受圣餐。
And so today when we partake of the Holy Communion,
我们大家来思想。
Let us remember.
来帮忙主耶稣喂养神的羊。
Feed the sheep of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来效法保罗为神的工作来癫狂。
That let us learn from the example of Paul that in his servitude to God, he was beside himself.
那这样我们的生活就很有意义。
Then our lives shall become more meaningful.
我们将来在神的面前就可以交账得到奖赏。
And so then before God in the end times that we will be able to give account and receive reward. And here is one piece of unleavened bread.
所以教会人虽然多，但是在基督里面是一个身体。
And even though there are many members in the church, we are all one body.
那这是无酵饼。
And this is unleavened bread.
酵代表罪。
Leaven represents sin.
所以还没有在本教会受洗，我们将来在本教会洗礼以后才领受，暂时不要领受。
And so if you are not baptized in True Jesus Church, we ask you to abstain from partaking until you have been baptized in the True Church.
那我们领受圣餐要审查。
And so when we partake of the Holy Communion, we need to examine ourselves.
如果我们犯的是不至于死的罪。
If we have committed any mortal sins.
不至于死。
Oh, if it is not sin leading to death.
神是信实的，我们认罪，神就要赦免我们的罪。
God is faithful and he shall forgive us of our sins.
那我们就可以来领受圣餐。
Then we can partake of the Holy Communion.
得到主的生命，末日可以复活。
And that we can receive the life of Christ and resurrect in the end days.
但是如果我们犯了至于死的，就不应该领受。
But if we have committed sin that leads to death, we shall not partake of it.
那我们现在跪下来来默祷，来祝谢。
And so let us all kneel down and consecrate the bread.
In the
name of Lord Jesus Christ, we consecrate.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们虽然犯罪得罪了你。
Even though we have sinned and have sinned against you.
但是你对我们的爱没有改变。
But your love towards us does not change.
你从天上来到人间。
You came from heaven into among men.
你要来救赎我们。
And you came to save us.
主啊，最后你舍弃你的身体。
And Lord, you sacrificed your body.
被挂在十字架上。
You were crucified on the cross.
流出你的血。
And you shed your blood.
成为我们救恩的泉源。
That you became the source of our salvation.
你给我们你的身体。
And then you gave us your body.
让我们领受之后，最后可以复活。
That after we partake of it, we may resurrect.
主啊，你给我们的爱是何等的大。
And how great is your love towards us.
你的爱如死一样的坚强。
That your love is as strong as death.
愿你借着圣餐，你将你的爱浇灌在我们里面。
And may through the Holy Communion that your love would be in filled in our hearts.
使我们能够从今以后为你而活。
That we may once again live for you.
来荣耀你的圣名。
That we may glorify your holy name.
完成你对我们的托付。
And to fulfill the commission that you have given to us.
使我们最后能够在你面前来交账，得到你的奖赏。
That we may at the end time give account to you and receive our reward.
求主的灵运行在这个饼成为你的身体。
And so according to your will, may this bread become your body.
让我们领受之后，末日得以复活。
That after we partake of it, we may resurrect in the end days.
能够回到天国，永远与你同在。
That we may return back to heaven to be with you.
主啊，我们愿你的名得到荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, amen.
我们请侯传道跟高执事来擘饼等一下，侯传道跟杜执事来分杯倒杯那么唱诗。
And so let's sing a hymn.
77首。
Let's sing hymn 77.
Thank you.
来分别。
So we ask the council members to come. And so once we have received the bread, please give thanks and then partake of it. So let us all kneel down and consecrate. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we consecrate.
主啊，在你的面前，我们都是罪人。
And Lord, before you, we are all sinners.
啊，照你的律法，罪要流血才能得洁净。
And so according to the law, it is through the shedding of blood that our sins can be cleansed.
但是你爱我们的爱是非常的深
And because you loved us so profoundly
所以你亲自从天上来到人间
So you yourself left heaven to come among men
成为一个代罪的羔羊
And to become the sacrificial lamb
你为我们被挂在十字架上
And you were hung on the cross for our sakes
流出你的宝血
And you shed your precious blood
使我们受洗的时候罪可以得赦免
That when we receive baptism, our sins are washed away.
现在照着你的应许，我们要领受你的宝血。
And so according to your will, we are to partake of your precious blood.
让我们得生命，末日得以复活。
That we may have life and resurrect in the end time.
主啊，我们感谢你的爱。
And so, Lord, we thank you for your love.
求你的爱感动我们。
And may your love move us.
让我每一天能够爱你更深。
That every day we would love you more.
啊，愿你的灵运行在这个葡萄汁。
And may your spirit work in this grape juice.
成为你的宝血。
To become your precious blood.
让我们领受之后，末日得以复活。
That once we receive of it, we may resurrect in the end day.
我们愿荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
May all the glory and honor be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
我们唱诗四百五十八首。
Let's sing hymn 458.
我们唱下一首，98首。
Let's sing hymn number 98. So we ask the council members to
我们圣餐礼就到这里结束。
So we conclude our Holy Communion.
我们最后来唱380首。
Let's sing hymn 380.
We 们在这个末世的时代，守道非常的艰难。
And so in these end times, it is more difficult to hold on to the truth.
所以我们需要圣灵。好像公义焚烧的灵天天来洁净我们。
And so we need the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Judgment and the Spirit of Burning to cleanse us.
所以祷告的生活是不可以少的。
And so we cannot be lacking in our life of prayer.
有祷告我们才有力量来战胜罪恶。
And so when we live a life of prayer, we have the strength to overcome evil and temptation.
那宣道的工作也需要从祷告开始。
And also the work of evangelism starts with prayer.
所以使徒行传又叫做圣灵行传。
And so the book of the Acts of the Apostles can also be called the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣升天以后他降下圣灵。
And so after Jesus ascended to heaven, he sent down the Holy Spirit.
所以借着圣灵在地上工作。
And through the Holy Spirit, it worked on the earth.
不管我们的宣道有多伟大的计划，我们的工作是从第一章开始的。
And so no matter how great our planning, our evangelism plan is, it starts with chapter 1.
因为主耶稣说你要得着能力，然后才往外做见证。
And then as Jesus says that you shall receive power and then you shall evangelize to the ends of the world.
所以教会里面就120个人，这个就是教会的核心。
And so the church at that time had 120 and they were in one accord.
那这120个人就是同心合意恒切祷告。
And so these 120 prayed in one heart and one accord.
一直到圣灵降临，大家被圣灵充满。
And so until the Holy Spirit came down and filled everyone's hearts.
圣灵就带领他们往外去传福音。
And then the Holy Spirit guided them outwardly to preach the gospel.
所以我们现在感觉到宣道越来越难。
So now we feel that it is more difficult to evangelize.
特别网络发达以后更难。
Especially since the internet became more widespread.
特别手机普遍以后更难。
And even more harder once our phones became very common.
因为现在人的毒品就是手机。
Because nowadays drugs is their phone.
它已经把人的心吸到里面去了。
And so it has already sucked people's hearts into the phone.
让人没有办法专心来思想神、敬拜神。
That they can no longer focus on worshiping God.
所以需要有神给我们更大的能力。
And so we need God to give us more strength.
所以这个教会的祷告会决定我们宣道的果效。
And so the prayer of the church will determine the fruitfulness of the evangelism.
那如果我们仔细看使徒行传第一章谁在祷告？
And so if we look at Acts chapter 1, who is praying?
我们看使徒行传第一章。
We look at Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 13. Verse 13, and when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James.
这个十三节就讲主耶稣拣选的使徒。
And so here in verse 13, it talks about the apostles chosen by Lord Jesus Christ.
这是排在前面的。
They are placed first in the order.
今天在教会被神所验中的工人
，and so in the church the workers called
特别是执务会
，especially the church council
执务会就是在带领教会
，the church council is guiding is leading the church
所以教会会不会兴旺跟执务会有绝对的关系
，and so if there is a revival in the church it is whether it depends on the church council
我们被神验中这是一种恩典。
And it is a blessing to be called by God.
这是也是一种机会。
And it is also an opportunity.
我们回头过来看，人生最甜美的一段时间是我们在侍奉神的时候。
And so when we look back at our lives, the sweetest time of our lives is when we are serving God.
我们感觉到最有意义的、最喜乐的就是神跟我们同工。
And the times which are most meaningful and most joyful is when God works with us.
所以这段时间值得我们投入。
And so it is worthy for us to invest in this time.
让神来纪念我们的侍奉。
That Lord Jesus Christ may remember our servitude.
那第二种人。
And the second,
十四节,
verse 14.
有几个妇女。
Here it lists some women.
其中有一个是抹大拉的玛利亚。
And one is Mary. Magdalene.
Yeah. 她身上有七个鬼。
She had seven demons on her.
有一个鬼，我们生活都不正常。
It is not normal. Even for if we had one demon, we could not live a normal life.
那七个鬼，这个生活是不正常。
But for seven demons, it would be even worse.
但是主耶稣把鬼赶出去。
But then Jesus cast out the demons.
他很感恩。
And so she was very grateful.
从那一天开始跟从主耶稣。
And from that day on, she followed after Jesus.
用自己的来供给主耶稣跟门徒的需要。
And so from her own possession, she supported Jesus Christ.
她真的感恩感到底。
And so she truly gave thanks to the end.
主耶稣钉十字架，她在下面。
And she was there at the foot of the cross when Jesus was crucified.
主耶稣埋在坟墓里面，她在坟墓外面在坐着。
And when Jesus was buried in the tomb, she sat outside at the tomb.
所以今天谁需要来参加这个教会的事工？
And so who is it that needs to participate in the holy work of church?
就是有得神恩典，想要感恩的人。
It is those who have received the grace of God and want to give thanks.
那就是从祷告来开始。
And that starts with prayer.
第三种人。
And the third group of people.
耶稣的母亲。
It is Mary, the mother of Jesus.
还有他的兄弟。
And with his brothers.
主耶稣的母亲最了解耶稣是谁。
Mary knew was very clear on who Jesus was.
因为她亲自从圣灵怀胎。
Because she was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣讲的每一句话，主耶稣的母亲都反复思想。
And so she pondered upon every word spoken by Lord Jesus Christ.
因为她知道她是神借着她生下来。
Because she knew that it was through God that she gave birth to him.
当他们在婚宴的时候。
And so when they were at the wedding,
没有酒,
they ran out of wine.
主耶稣的母亲就把这个问题带来找主耶稣。
Mary brought this problem to Lord Jesus Christ.
所以她也参加了这个祷告。
And so she also participated in this prayer.
今天谁愿意来参加这个侍奉呢?
And so who is willing to join in this work?
如果我们认识主耶稣,
if we know Lord Jesus Christ,
我们就知道侍奉的价值。
We shall know the value of participating in holy work.
我们生命的意义就是每一件事情跟主耶稣连上关系。
And so the purpose and meaning of our life is always connected to Lord Jesus Christ.
我们人生会变成虚空，就是我们跟主耶稣，我们的生活跟主耶稣没有关系。
And so if we feel any emptiness, it is because it is not related to our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣让我们的生活有价值，有意义。
And so Jesus brings forth value and meaning into our lives.
所以这样三种人合起来同心合意祷告。
And so these three groups of people together, they combine together to pray in one accord.
这就是使徒教会兴旺的开始。
And so this is the start of the apostolic church.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
And so now we're about to kneel down and pray.
求主圣灵大大的浇灌充满我们。
And so may the Holy Spirit greatly fill us.
凡是要求圣灵求恩典接受按手的，请我们到前面来。
All who want to receive the Holy Spirit or grace and the laying of hands, please come forward to pray.
我们一起来祷告。
So let's all kneel down and pray together.